When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
What is going on, coexisting fans, Fightful fans? Welcome. I did not mean to say coexisting fans. I meant to say Fightful fans. And I'm like, first day again. See, that's what happens when you shave. You just kind of mess things up. Anyways, guys, welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, February 2nd. Maggie and I were just made aware that NXT Vengeance Day is February 4th and not February 3rd. So we got really excited because Maggie gets to sleep and I get to go watch my
niece's pre-show.
Yeah. And we get to do a pre-show and I get to go to my niece's volleyball game, which I'm one of those uncles that enjoys watching his nephew and nieces play sports because that's how I roll. But Maggie, as I start every show, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I mentioned to you off the air before our show, it's actually my birthday today. We turned 13. We're officially a teenager. We are about to become extremely problematic. We entered
the stories I've heard. You've already hit that.
We already hit that, right? Like, we are problematic. We are stubborn and stuff. You know, it's a tough start of the year for me. I have not had an AC, a working AC, since 2019, and it was never that big of an issue before, like years before, but like I don't know why this winter is extremely pissing me off and I'm freezing, and at top of everything my washing machine decided to break like an hour before our show this Sunday, because like, as you guys know, we had our show on Sunday. So I watched the Royal Rumble and I'm like, cool, I have time to, you know, to work out, watch Collision and do a lot of, you know, laundry. So I started working out and like I turned on the washing machine and then it automatically starts working. And I'm like, why isn't making sound? So I make two steps towards the kitchen and I step into water, of course, soapy water with laundry detergent and fabric softener and everything. And so there I was in my ice-cold freezing apartment mopping up washing machine water. So I wasn't in the very best place. And of course, I called the shops, you know, that I got the washing machine from, because I have a 2-year warranty, you know? Yeah. And they're like, well, you need to give me the service number of the washing machine. And I'm like, okay, cool. Where is that? And she was like, at the bottom of the washing machine.
Yeah,
I'm like, excuse me, you tell me that I need to pull out and over my washing machine in order for me to give you the service number that you need for whatever reason, in order to send help, in order to send people to do their job and fucking fix my washing machine. And she's like, yes, that's right.
Like, yep, that's
and I'm
right.
like okay, that's not going to happen. And I, you know, I hung up on her and I called my dad and I'm like, Dad, I needed to come home and, you know, help me flip over my washing machine so I can, you know, see the service number. Thank you, Mead.
I don't know where that I just clicked. It's my first day with, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Coexisting. Jesus.
Our fans, you know, fans.
Our coexisting fans and meat fans.
Let me finish my story really quick and I'll be really quick, I promise. So I asked my dad and I'm like, you need to help me do this. And he's like, I can't come. My car's broken. You know, it's in the shop. And I'm like, how do you go to work? And he said, well, but I take the bus. And I'm like, there are buses that come here. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? So he didn't come because, like, he's my own dad. Of course, he's not going to come. So I asked a couple of guys in the bar and they all couldn't. And I'm like, well, this, I'm pissed off. This is pissing me off. Like, I how I said on Twitter or X or whatever, I rarely ask for help. And in the rare occasions that I do, no one helps me. And this is pissing me off. So I woke up on Wednesday and I decided, well, I'm going to do all this shit myself. So I repaired my washing machine by myself. I took it out of its place. I stopped the water. I took out, you know, the hose and everything. Like I restarted it. I cleaned the filter and everything like a grown woman. And that's it. It was actually pretty simple. I can't believe that I actually wanted to ask, you know, professional help for this. But there are YouTube videos now that can help you do pretty much everything. So I'm so grateful for that. So, guys, hi. Welcome to our show. This is a wrestling show, by the way. As Rob does some stuff that I have no idea what it is. Thank you for doing that, Rob, sweetie. Thank you for joining us this evening. Please like the video, share the video on social media, tell all your friends about us. Well, not all, just some.
No, tell everybody.
Okay. Rob says it's okay. Subscribe to Fightful Select. It is the best source of wrestling news that you're ever going to get. And there is a free tier of Fightful Select that Sean will post news about the gruesome stuff that we're going to talk about later in the show, but we like to start off with some nice things this week. Also, please send us a super chat. It's the bottom dollar sign chat at the bottom of the live chat. Humperchat at humperchats.com. These two ways are the best ways to support the show. Any amount will get your comment or statement read on the air as we go. Please support us. I'm cold and I don't have an AC. And this is why I have, you know, my clavicle showing. Shout out to our friend Alexis Cardoza. Because I need money, okay? So we can get funds, okay? What?
No, just, I mean, nothing. It's not a
big... I don't know what you're going to expect from me.
Nothing. You're fine. Go ahead.
Like, we've been on screen for 3 years now. You should have known. Is it three? I feel like it's three. It's three years, right?
Yeah, we started in 2021. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, 2.5. We're going. Yes, and yeah, we were going to bring this up. Rest in power to Carl Weathers.
This shocked me. I gasped when I saw this. Such a loss. Rest in power.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I remember, obviously, I knew him, like, from the Rocky movies.
Sure.
Like, growing up, and then he was Action Jackson and Predator, you know, he was in Predator. And then we got to see him in Mandalorian with your guy, Pedro Pascal.
Yes, we did. This is actually the last place I ever saw him star in.
I don't want you to be alone. So I'm going to show. I saw Soupy's comment. So I was like, yeah, no, I'm kidding. But yeah, so best our hearts go out to the Weathers family and his friends and his fans across the world. He's an actor, don't get me wrong, but he just seemed like somebody that was, you'd like to know type, you know, he just seemed like a good person. And we don't know him, but I just, there's certain people. Oh, Chubbs, yeah, from Happy Gilmore. Man, that's somebody else. Yeah. I forgot. What a character. But he's just somebody that I would have probably like to have met. You know, I had the opportunity to meet Billy Dee Williams at a horror convention, and a horror, not a hey, no.
Is there a horror?
Oh well, technically, well, no, not really. I mean, there probably is. I don't really call them that. I've never called them that, but there's. So, you know, before I get myself in trouble, let's move on, please. Thank God. You know,
there's no cool way to recover from that, Rob.
Nope, not at all. So I am on the struggle train, so we will move on. Let's move on for a show. So, Sunday night, I almost said it, tomorrow night. Sunday night, NXT Vengeance Day taking place from Clarksville, Tennessee. Maggie, have you ever been on the train to Clarksville?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Rob.
It's a song from the Monkees, I believe. I think the Beatles wrote this. Maybe it's the Beatles. Beatles might have written the song, but I don't know. Fuck it.
Who cares? Anyway.
Anyways, NXT Vengeance Day. Here's our predictions. Maggie, I tend to make thumbnails early in the week. This was the one that originally was going to be the thumbnail.
Then, like, all hell broke loose and all sorts of stuff happened.
Yeah. And I really like this one.
It's a really good thumbnail. You put a lot of work into it. I can see that. And then everything happened.
Yep. And then, so, anyways, that was it. But NXT, I want to start with that match because I'm very excited about that match. Usually we start with the lower card, but I want to go ahead and get into that match. NXT Vengeance Day, Cora Jade taking on Lyra Valkyrie for the NXT Women's Championship. Maggie, I have a feeling we might see Roxanne get called up here. Originally, if you would ask me last week, do I see Roxanne winning this match? I would have said yes. However, I now see Roxanne not winning this match and being called up very soon. What are your thoughts, and who do you have winning this match?
I absolutely have Lyra retaining here. Of course, with the help of her crazy stalker. So, which can, on the other hand, cost her the match without it being on purpose, accidentally on purpose. That was a movie, right?
Sorry, say that again?
Accidentally on purpose. That was a movie.
Yeah,
I feel probably. Like I've watched it. I feel like I've watched this. So, after the amazing showing that Roxanne had at the Rumble this year, last year also, but this year, I can see them calling her up, but having in mind that I'm almost certain that they're going to call up Tiffany Stratton. And if they call up both of them, this will leave a huge gap in NXT's women's division. But on the other hand, this will give them the chance to push women that have been ready for a long time. That being said, Kiana James, because I praise her a lot on the Royal Rumble pre-show on Fightful Select that we had last week. I feel like Kiana James has improved immensely and she deserves a top spot in NXT. And I feel like she's ready. Also, Bea Priestley is there. She wasn't in the Rumble. She hasn't been around, you know, like kind of lately. So this puts a question mark on her. But I do feel like Lyra retains here and Roxanne gets called up. This is actually kind of exciting because a wrestler at the caliber of Roxanne, I feel like she can do wonders on the main roster. And that is not just me saying that because I wanted AJ Lee to be back and I kind of feel like she can fill in that void. But yes, Roxanne.
Will All right. Oh, not. So you have
got no,
you.
No, will not. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to... Now we'll start with the rest of the card here. Joel Gacy Pearl, or otherwise known as Joe Gacy, taking on Mr. Dijak.
Rob, did you watch NXT this week?
I sure did.
Okay. What the fuck was that?
Not tell you, but Joe Gacy made me laugh.
A lot. But tell me.
He's cracking me up, man. I'm starting to be a big fan of the guy.
No. I love this, but like what... Explain this to me in kayfabe, because like the guy has been in a dumpster for like 25 minutes and there are a lot of personnel there and doctors and everything and they're all on the outside because it's garbage. I don't want to get my feet in the garbage and everything, but like he climbs up with.
I can't explain it kayfabe wise. I can't explain it at all. Can we really explain a lot of the things that Joe Gacy has done? No, that's how great his character is.
Like he threw himself from the building, dropped his phone and whatever. I'm enjoying this because the guy's nuts. Okay.
Yeah.
Like he's the lunatic fringe 2.0.
Yeah.
That's the best I can describe him as. I feel like his gimmick from now on will be for him to be losing a lot, but him losing his mind also in the process, because I don't think Dijak can afford to lose this match. No. I don't know. He cannot possibly. On the other hand, Joe Gacy, he's looking extremely good in the ring. We haven't seen that much of it, but the guy can go. And I like the way he moves in the ring. You have a Caden face.
No, I was sorry.
You have that face when you know Caden says something ridiculous and you're like.
No, I was looking because you said something about Gacy, and I was kind of curious about like some of his history, and I wanted to go to Cage Match, and I was gonna say like take a look at some of his stuff that he did in Evolve, and I've mentioned this before, like that, and he's done stuff with Sami Callihan and John Moxley back in the Independent days when there was the Switchblade conspiracy. Just he's great. That's all I really wanted to add to what you were saying.
Well, that Caden face was you being, oh, he's great.
Yeah, Caden face is, yeah, I mean, have you, yeah. Well, I know in Bulgaria, they don't have the bitter,
Caden face,
yeah, no, they don't have the bitter beer face commercials back to what we used to have. I'll have to send you a YouTube video. There's like bitter, yeah, beers, but that's what you reminded me of when you said that.
Sure. Moving on. I have Dijak here. I wouldn't mind it if Joel actually wins. But hey, Doc, do you want to join us, Doc?
Yeah, we can do the Cooper effect early too, if you want.
Of course.
Hello. He says, I'm tired. NXT Vineyard today should be fun.
Yes. Also, please DM Rob if you're up for it, up for joining us.
It's on Sunday, by the way.
Yes, it is.
And we got another super chat from our good friend, the cruise director, Ryan Sullivan. Well, it's two wonderful people.
Wonderful people. A spelling mistake. Now you have to send in another super chat.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course. Thank you both, Doc and Ryan. You two wonderful, wonderful people. The two of you, I missed you on the Rumble pre-show. So hopefully we can hang out this Sunday for the NXT Vengeance Day pre-show, please.
All right. He has an invite sent to him. So let's go to our next one. The finals for the Dusty Rhodes Classic Tournament. None other than Bronathan Breaker and...
Breaker. Put some respect on Sour Grapes, okay?
Yeah. And Baron Corbin taking on the team of Mr. Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. This has been really difficult for me to pick, but I think Braun.
Okay. Do you like, because for the life of me, I cannot remember. Besides Trick Williams and Ilya Dragunov, besides this match, are there any other matches on the card? Because for the life of me, I cannot remember.
You have Oba. And,
Oba Femi and Dragon Lee, right?
And then you have the intergender six, or the mixed tag match, the six-person tag match with Stax and...
Out the Mud.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Let's do these and then mush the Dusty Classic and the
match
together, because they kind of...
Let's do that. Okay, yeah, do that. We can
so
do that.
So the intergender, yes.
All right.
I do not think that Tony D'Angelo Stacks remind me what her new name is. Big Ange isn't her, because she was supposed to be Big Ange, okay? And now they renamed her, and I'm pissed off about that.
Oh, what's...
Like, she will forever be Big Ange to me. Big Ange. There's no way they lose this, right?
I don't think so.
They should win, right?
But I would think they'd win. I think you have to go with them with the win here. There's something about that other team that's just not doing anything for me.
You know, like they just got together. Yeah. I'm absolutely okay with giving them time. I do feel like they have, you know, a bit of chemistry together, the three of them from Aldemar. So I will give it time. But I would like for them to do something with those tag team championships, probably. So this is what I want. The tag division that you know, matters. Because, like, the actual tag division kind of lacking in NXT right now. Despite them having a Dusty Classic. So, of course, the main picture will be on the Dusty Classic final here.
Is it like Rizzo? Adriana Rizzo.
Big Ange, forever, yeah. Big Ange.
Thank you. So, and people in chat put it on there too. So, cool. And I need to take that off the screen because I forgot. And Chris is here.
Hello.
It really is my first day, people. I'm so sorry. Good God, what the hell happened to me? Hi,
you
Chris.
Have
welcome.
The new art from Mel Coleman.
I do.
That is such an awesome t-shirt, by the way. This belongs on a t-shirt.
I love this so much. When the first time I saw it, I was just like, somebody is going to get that as a tattoo.
And yeah, when I saw it the first time, I was like, oh my God.
That is an actual tattoo. You're absolutely correct. Krish, what do you think of this match? And why did I rename Big Ange?
I mean, a mistake. That's what that was. Yeah, I don't. We're talking about what? The women's title, right?
No, the six intergender tag team. I'm going to read this super chat from Ryan Sullivan. Does Bulgaria have spell check? I apparently don't.
I'm really into grammar, okay? And if, like, especially in Bulgarian, I hate spelling mistakes in Bulgarian because, like, it's our home language. It's our mother language. We need to know how. It's not that hard for us. And on Twitter, X or whatever, me having better grammar than people who actually speak English as a, you know, mother language is a travesty. That being said, this was not directed at you, sweetie. I adore you, and you are a historian, which I am not, and I respect that. And join us on Sunday, fucking sake.
All right. Chris, go ahead.
I personally think the family is getting the win here, just because the other team isn't established enough yet.
Exactly.
It feels like they're going to be a stepping stone, but, you know, I actually do like all three people on the other team and wouldn't mind if they got, like, an upset here.
Well, yeah, well, the tag team titles are on the line, but I don't want to see the champions getting pinned. Unless it's, you know, the women pinning each other. That's I get what you're saying, but I also don't want to see Big Ange getting pinned because she's been so cool. I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love her character. Yeah. She's great. Got another super chat. This one's from a good friend, Ricardo. And he's also Dalton Castle's friend, Ricardo. Hey, guys. Long time no see. I miss you both. Hey, man. We miss you. Welcome back.
Spending all his time with Dalton Castle, apparently. Yeah,
don't blame him there. So, let's go on to our next match. Well, before we do that, Chris, who you got winning in the... Quickly, who you got winning the Joe Gacy versus Dijak match?
I don't know. I thought this would be a feud for Dijak to get over. And the last couple of segments have made me think Joe Gacy might actually win. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Joe here because I actually want him to win. Like I sort of like what they've been doing with his character the last couple of months, ever since they sort of changed gears and took him away from Ava. And obviously the Grizzled Young Veterans are gone and out there doing good things now. But yeah, I think this will be Joe, and it'll be like probably one of the better matches of the night because these two are going to kick the crap out of each other.
Yeah. And I don't know if I said who I thought was winning, but I'm going with Joe Gacy. And then the women's NXT championship match with Lyra Valkyrie and
Valkyria.
I do that every damn time. It doesn't matter. Chris's last name. So, and Roxanne Perez.
I have Lyra here.
To start the show, I had Roxanne winning, but now I have a feeling she's going to be getting called up pretty soon. So I went with Lyra. But we will move on to our next match here. And that is none other than Dragon Lee challenging Oba Femi.
Oba Femi is so good, man.
I'm a big fan.
He does not have the right to be this early in his career. It's so easy for him. He's doing everything with zero effort, and that is so great because it looks plausible. It looks real. Like every time he's yeeting someone, I'm like, oh my god, you know, like back in the day, like Keith Lee used to do. Of course, he's gonna retain here. I don't think. Yeah, he's 25. He's freaking 25. 10 years younger than me. 10 years younger than me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's.
Now 15 younger than me. Eh?
17 for me. Bastards.
You guys are bragging.
Well, I'm not bragging that I'm 17 years older than him.
Oba Femi.
Talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, a-holes. Oba Femi wins here. I'm excited to see this match. I'm excited when big wrestlers are good in the ring and not just rely on their size. I like it when they're big and they can actually do something with the other person. I like that. Why are you smirking?
Because I'm a child. That's why.
I work with fucking children.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah, Chris, go ahead.
There may only be one big meaty man in this match.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him. Yeah, Oba Femi, this dude came out of nowhere. Like, nowhere. Listen, with everything going on in WWE right now, it's really easy to get bogged down in all the bad things. But if you look at the last couple of years, the Performance Center is churning out some incredible talent.
Absolutely.
And right. This kid is just another one of many 25 and under who are killing it right now.
This kid, and he's like huge.
I know, but look, Kyle Fletcher's 24. You look at all these women in WWE. Huge? Isn't he 24 or 25? Yeah, he's 24. Kyle Fletcher is a child.
Oh my god.
That's what's so incredible about him, is he's like 24 and he's one of the best in AEW right now.
Yeah, he's 25. Yep, 25.
25, okay.
Yeah,
he has just turned 25.
He's one of the best. Yeah, he's jobbing out Chris Jericho. Yeah, right about that.
That's a rite of passage in AEW.
Well, Chris Jericho has that Ronald McDonald look now.
But yeah, Oba Femi is going to get the win here. And yeah, he's going to throw Dragon Lee across that damn arena.
Yeah.
Well, I know we were just talking about like age, but I mean, if you look at it this way, Dante Martin's only 22.
But like you can see on him, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like age-wise, I mean, damn, you know.
But he also isn't supposed to be as good as he is. But like, I mean, that his style of wrestling, you know, that Lucha style of wrestling, you can see, you know, younger talent being drawn to that. But like being that age and being this huge and strong, this is a. Of course, I mean, this isn't me saying that one is easier than the other. In no way. But like, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who gets Brock vibes a little bit from Oba, just in terms of like him being so young, so big, and so athletic?
Yeah, I get it. Hopefully more with him. It doesn't turn.
Jesus. Well, yeah, I just mean like when Brock came on the scene and he was young and just jacked. Yeah.
I get it more than I did with Braun Breaker. At first with Braun, I was like, this guy might be the next Brock at first. And then I'm like, yeah, maybe not. And then this guy, I actually can see it.
It took Braun some time to get the charisma right, because it took him a while, because like, yeah. Oh yes. Billy Starks is 19. So yeah, it took Brock some time. He had the name, like they didn't use it, but like he had the name on his back, and he also has this incredible in-ring ability. But like attitude-wise and carrying himself, not so much. But he's getting there, and I love that. Speaking of Bron Breakker.
So who you guys got winning this? Or no, well, who do you have winning? I think we all have Oba winning that. There's no way.
Oba, okay. Of course, Oba Femi.
So, all right. So let's move on to the tag team match.
Yes.
Dusty Rhodes Classic.
I'm sorry, Rob.
No problem. Dusty Rhodes Classic finals match. Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes taking on Baron Corbin and Bronathan Breakker.
That is a tough pick because there's many possibilities to go from here. I feel like Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker will win here because I kind of feel like they've been vibing as a team. I like when this began, I dreaded the entire universe for giving me this because it's weird. And now I can actually see this being Baron Corbin's thing because I've been enjoying each and every moment of Baron Corbin on NXT.
Yep.
And this is, again, I say this rarely, me enjoying, you know, Baron Corbin's work. Baron Corbin is an amazing performer and an amazing person. He's so safe in the ring and he can take care of people. But like somehow everything that he does creative wise hasn't stuck with me, a part of the bum ass Corbin thing, which was really great. I do feel like I don't know how Trick Williams and Carmelo actually lose because I don't, it's so hard because if you mush this into the main event, because I will, I don't want Ilya Dragunov to win, to lose that championship to Trick Williams. But I see that Trick Williams is over so much right now with the crowd and actually with the main roster too, because he's on fire right now. People enjoy watching him perform on the screen, on the microphone, etc. They want to, he is a person that people get behind right now. So I can see them putting the NXT championship on Trick Williams just because he's red hot right now, which in my head would mean that they're going to call out Ilya Dragunov on the main roster. And if that happens, I will be needing that matchup with Gunther at WrestleMania for, you know, Intercontinental Championship. But the flaw here is that the main roster will need explanation as to why this is a big matchup, because we're just going to go ahead and assume that the main roster isn't that familiar with NXT. I need this because I was the person to cry her eyes out at the during the watch along when Ilya Dragunov was the first ever to beat Walter at the time in a one-on-one match. And I've been a fan of Ilya Dragunov ever since NXT UK. I've loved Walter ever since NXT UK. This was a brilliant matchup because Walter was built as a mountain, just like he is right now on the main roster. I've enjoyed his run. This will make me feel happy, but I am the one who has been, familiar with the programming ever since NXT UK. And people don't even remember NXT UK anymore. They don't even mention it. So they're going to spend time, you know, telling us why this is a big deal. So I don't think that this is what they're going to do at WrestleMania because, like, it'll pop lesser people and it's not a big money match. So the thing is, thank you, Caden.
Yeah,
I'm on a roll here and you interrupt me?
Well, yeah, because you said I made a Caden face earlier, Caden.
Yes, yes, you did. You did, absolutely.
And Caden, there will be a pre-show, by the way.
Yes, there will be a pre-show. So, long story short, because I didn't make a big deal out of this, because that's me, I'm so sorry. We rarely get to talk about NXT, and when we do, I just get all excited about it, because NXT has been really enjoyable. So, long story short, Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker win the Dusty Classic. Also, this is weird for me watching a Dusty Classic finish without grizzled young veterans being in it, because they're always in the finals of the Dusty Classic, and they never win. So yes, Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker, and hello, Scarf, sweetie. Scarf has its name back. Yes, and it's fine.
That I'm joking, fine. Maggie.
And Ilya Dragunov to retain the championship. Also, but we're gonna talk about that later. Someone else talk now, yeah. Please.
Like, okay, sounds good. I'm gonna go really hard. Gonna go with this is what I think is gonna happen. I think Bron Breakker and Baron are gonna win, because I think Dragunov's gonna come out, and that's gonna irritate Carmelo Hayes. That it messes up Carmelo. He gets distracted, and they lose. And Carmelo is actually gonna cost Trick Williams the title in the main event. Is what I think is gonna happen. So there you go. So I gave you a 2-for-1-er. Chris.
Wait, who did you say would win, Rob?
I said that Carmelo. So I have Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin winning.
I agree with you that I think they're going to win. And then Melo is either going to turn on Trick or accidentally cost him the match. I think he's going to turn on him.
Yeah. That's what I think is going
to
happen.
Yeah, but like the thing is, if they get called up, I want them to get called up on the main roster, sort of like, you know, like a team, and they can have this inevitable split on the main roster. But
probably the parking lot. The parking lot actually.
Yeah, the parking lot police and everything. Yeah. Like that's, I don't, but because they're dragging this shit out. They're dragging this shit out because in their eyes right now, Carmelo is the guy that cannot, he can't get used to the fact that the spotlight is no longer on him.
Yeah. So no, I agree. But we'll see. We'll
have Melo was always a good heel too. So I'm
excited
to see him go back to being a heel, because not a lot of people can pull off the I'm a heel and I'm so good, I'm going to do moves that are really exciting, but you're still going to boo me. And he does.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as far as the main event goes, it sounds like we kind of all...
Ilya Dragunov. Okay, I have Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah. Chris, you have Dragunov too?
I wouldn't be surprised if they put the title on Trick Williams. Like I said, he is white hot right now. But I just feel like I haven't seen enough of the Ilya Dragunov title reign.
All right. Well, Chris, before we're going to let you go, we wanted to bring up our Cooper effect this week.
Yeah, I just wanted you here for the Cooper effect because I need you here on the Cooper effect.
So here we go.
We're doing it. So, Chris, sweetie, you posted this as, you know, our friend J-Rock is having trouble with their doggy, and they are selling their wrestling art just so they can pay for the dog's vet surgery and everything. And the most awesome thing happened. I love this woman so much, just so you guys know. Jordan Grace retweeted it by saying, DM me what the vet bill is. So this is something that I'm saying fairly recently and a lot these days, because like in the past week, we've had some awful days. So I adore when people show empathy, and I adore when people make good, awesome stuff for other people, altruism and everything, like, because we need to shine this is so Lynchian, we need to shine a light on the darkness just so we can go away. So, you know, I'm so glad, because a lot of the Cooper effects that we've had, Chris has sent them to me my way, because if you guys don't know, Chris is that wonderful person, and it's so annoying. He's that wonderful person.
Knock that shit off, Chris.
The first time I've ever even used. All right, anyway, continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's like, he puts people over a lot. He makes people smile. He likes to, you know, make people's day. I've been one of these people. He made Wardlow notice me, okay? Like, you are never, yes, you will never get rid of me for giving me Wardlow. So thank you, Chris, for sharing these awesome videos and stories with me, because this is something that I wanted to do with Rob on our show. I just wanted, you know, to let people know that there are wonderful things happening in the world. So thank you for sending all these things to me, and thank you for being you, because we rarely get to meet so wonderful people like you.
Let's be
and
clear,
annoying.
Let's be clear, though. The Cooper effect is for Jordan.
Yes.
She, like, so when J-Rock tweeted out his thing, I just messaged him and bought a couple of those things because I figured it'd be fun to have some wrestlers hand them out at shows.
Of course.
But really, like, the main goal was maybe to get a couple of shares. Maybe a few more people would see that and reach out and buy some of his art.
Yeah, Jordan Grace was so sweet too.
I know, like, she could have literally just retweeted that and felt good about, like, oh, I'm putting some eyes on an artist who needs money. That's great. So for her to reach out, and you know, her and J-Rock did talk, and thankfully the dog was out of surgery yesterday and is fine. Cool. So, you know, that's the good news. But yeah, like, just for her to immediately see that and be like, oh, it's for a dog. All right, cool. Let's help.
She's been so vocal about adoring animals, dogs.
I mean, yeah. Everything. And, like, you know, we're all animal people here. So yeah. Anytime a dog gets saved like that, we're all going to be happy about it. But, like, The funny thing is, this is the second time this has happened in, like, 2 weeks. Because with Sonya, I retweeted out the thing you're looking at right there in my picture, the thing she made me.
Yeah.
And saw
Lila Rose, yeah.
And immediately went to Sonya's thing and donated a bunch of money. And she was able to throw a pizza party, and she's going to take her kids bowling at the end of the year.
That's awesome.
So it really goes to show you that you never know, like, who's watching that stuff. And there's so many of these wrestlers who go out of their way to do things privately and never ask for credit. Lila didn't. She shared some stuff. She didn't advertise the fact. Like, Sonya had to tell people that Nyla did that. You know what I mean? And I've personally witnessed Cody Rhodes doing things for people that didn't get talked about. Like, there are good people out there. You just got to look for them. And it's with all the crappy stuff going on right now, it's sort of nice for Jordan to come in and be like, well, I'm gonna make everybody's day really quick with a nice gesture. Like, I don't know, it was very nice to see that. And I know that J-Rock was like, he was like, oh, I have to go in for my night shift, I'm gonna be all emotional. Like, you know, that totally, like, that saved his dog and made his whole year probably.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the great part of it's those great emotions, not the other kind. That is so great. I adore that. I love when people are lovely.
But I also say, like, if anybody is interested in some very reasonably priced wrestling art, reach out to J-Rock on Twitter or reach out to Sonya. She is still doing discounted commissions pretty much through the end of the school year, I believe. And I mean, the piece she made end of May, early June, depending on the school. So, like, the piece she made of Chris and Willow right there, she made me two versions of that. She made, like, a bigger version where you see more of the two, and then she made the movie poster version. And then just for fun, she added Stokely and made a third version just as a joke. Nice. So you're getting more than your money's worth if you go hire her for something.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate
I appreciate it. And yeah, if you're
keep sending wonderful stories to me, Chris, please.
And tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at br_doctor. Find all my work on Bleacher Report. And then for J-Rock, you can find him at J-Rock Draws. And I might as well plug Sonya while I'm here too. You can find her at Sonya Red DeWitt, D-E-W-I-T-T.
All right. Well, thank you, man.
Will you join us this Sunday for exactly the same thing that we did right now?
But I will pick all opposite picks.
There you
go. That way I'm like 100% right, no matter what happens.
There you go.
All right.
That's the way to do it. All right, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. See you later.
All right. Take care.
We got another super chat from our good friend Sportsena. Nah. He goes, Maggie, Wardlow is live on Instagram from the gym, shirtless and sweaty.
What the fuck?
Just kidding. I shined a light in your DMs with more thick Wardlow pics. And he added, he added something. He added to, he says, I told Wardlow's mom about your love for her son, Maggie. More of a warning, you know, in case you land in the United States and legal papers are needed for you to keep 10 feet away.
I know. I totally understand. Like, the guy's hot, okay? He's just hot. I'm sorry. The moment...
Elmo. God bless Elmo.
God bless Elmo and God bless Seahawk for getting on the news.
Well. Okay. All right.
Rob, let's dive into the not-so-fun stuff.
Okay. Well, you got that right. Not so fun stuff.
Yeah. A reminder, please like the video. Hit that thumbs up because we're not going to be having a good time like now. So
right now on Fightful Select, we do have a free story that we're not charging.
There is a free tier of Fightful.
Because we don't, don't get me wrong. We are a business, so we have to make profit. However, we don't want to make profit off of certain things. And this is something that Fightful does not want to make a profit off of because it's awful.
And icky? It's,
what's that?
Icky.
Yeah, it's awful. It's icky. It's disgusting. You know, just so many things. But anyways, we have a free story on FightfulSelect.com that has more details behind Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis. Some other news that came out is Brock Lesnar has been removed from creative plans. So that's some news that recently came out as of last night, I believe, or maybe this morning. I cannot remember the timeline there. I know he was removed from a game, the mobile game Supercard yesterday. So that was kind of starting the ball rolling there. I know his merchandise is still available, which... okay, but there's that. Today, now this is where I'm not trying to sound like, I don't know the right word that I want to say, but so last year, the FBI raided Vince McMahon's like office, home, they grabbed papers. So when that happens, that means you're under federal investigation. So it came out today that in addition to the lawsuits, that federal investigators were still investigating, which I assume they always were. I assume that the case was always open. But anyways, in addition to the lawsuits, federal investigators revealed that former WWE owner and his longtime his employee, John Laurinaitis, that they personally expected McMahon to eventually be charged because if the feds raided Vince and got his phone, they almost surely would find something. That's what was told. Anyways, Fightful has spoken to a number of people within the industry. At least one claims they know more people are involved. They've been contacted by reporters, attorneys, and the like already, and have indicated that if the additional names involved aren't identified, they'll do it themselves. Fightful has spoken with multiple mainstream outlets that are looking to navigate the wrestling landscape and collect info. Fightful has provided some of that to them upon request. A longtime employee of the WWE says that they don't believe that this lawsuit is the worst of it, pointing to higher settlements. Fightful can confirm that other potential victims have been identified and contacted by attorneys and media outlets to see if they want to take action. Laurinaitis himself has turned on Vince McMahon in what one person who referred to themselves as a longtime former friend of Laurinaitis called rats jumping off the sinking ship. Laurinaitis's attorney has reached out to several in the industry in what many believe is his team trying to find allies. or find out who has talked to who to help gauge his best options moving forward. There's still heavy speculation over the source of the original Wall Street Journal leaks, with some thinking it could have been Grant and others believing it was a high-up official in the WWE. It was also noted by the Wall Street Journal that some were able to contact names that many would have been publicly aware that they worked for the WWE. It is believed that TKO became very aware of this mess on their hands after the merger, and one source believes they would have handled the rollout much differently had they been aware of something like this was imminent. However, they were very aware of last week when McMahon was present at the New York Stock Exchange regarding the Netflix deal. No talent that we've spoken to says that WWE's had a wide talent meeting or claimed they've been briefed on the situation at hand. Instead, the reactions that we're hearing is that higher-ups want to move on past Vince McMahon and put him in the rear view. There are talents we've heard of that believe Vince McMahon is delusional enough to try and work his way back into some kind of role. However, it has been reiterated to several talent that Vince McMahon was done and has no path to returning to the company. WWE is largely attempting to disassociate. Though Brock Lesnar was not identified in the suit, he was referenced. Since then, his creative has been halted. He was not brought into Tampa, did not work the Royal Rumble. He is not working in Elimination Chamber against Dominic Mysterio as planned, or working with Gunther at WrestleMania as planned. There are no creative plans at play for Brock Lesnar at this moment. It was relayed to Fightful that this doesn't mean we'll never see him again, as that situation isn't as cut and dry as others. So that's what we reported today. And that was 4 hours ago. There could be more this weekend coming up, but I just wanted to read that out, and you can read it on FightfulSelect.com.
Yes, on the free tier of FightfulSelect.com. During In the Weeds that went 2 hours before, or how many hours before? I don't remember. 3 hours before us. I don't remember anymore. I don't know where in the Weeds were. Okay, today they had Andrew Zarian and Sean on the show.
And Seahawk.
Before that. I was referring to, you know, talking about, you know, the initial problem.
Oh, sure.
They praised Seahawk for all the magnificent that he did on the press scrum. We did talk about the press scrum this past Sunday, our show. So they talked at length about the situation. And I also want to praise both Joel and Jeremy for their work on Monday when they had John Alba on their show. And they talked a lot about the scrum and the accusations and everything. They had a really respective way of handling, you know, the questions, the matter, and everything about it. Mm-hmm. So the thing that is clear here, and because it moves me, okay, especially law that has nothing to my country, but when you John Laurinaitis doing everything that he did today, you know, his lawyer and everything, you know, the statement that him and his team, this pretty much tells us that he's telling people that is in that lawsuit is right, and everything that is said in the lawsuit absolutely took place, and this is his way of saying that he needs to grab on whatever life jacket that there is, you know, around, just so he can get away with paying less money or less jail time. Like, eventually, I'm not saying that this is something that will happen, but this being a part of a federal investigation, lowers the percentage of this going to a settlement, because as like as we both about this, that this week on the hump, Sean and Jimmy Van talked about this a lot, and I always adore listening to Jimmy Van's opinions about stuff like that, because he has so much to say on business matter, on law and stuff like that, which I have zero knowledge about. So I'm so thankful that this kind of podcast can, you know, can exist, though I can, you know, familiarize myself with this whole situation. So he said that he's almost certain that these kinds of lawsuits almost all the time finish in settlements. The majority of the naysayers for this lawsuit are all like, well, she said nothing when she was, you know, taking the money. So here's the thing, there is no way they can get out of the situation with people actually being respected for her and empathetic towards her, because it's not because that they're doing it for the money, it's because like they no longer have the financial, you know, stability to continue with this actual lawsuit, because this, if it goes to trial with jury and judges and everything, if this goes that far, it will take a lot of finance, it will take a lot of time, energy, and money. This is things that these people do not have. So this is such a sticky and gross situation, Rob. I cannot express to you just how horrible this is. And have it in mind that wrestlers, as reported by other sources, wrestlers haven't been briefed about these things, that like higher ups haven't discussed this with talent, which is also incredibly gross to me. What do you think about all of this?
Well, you know, the one thing you were talking about, like how like the attorneys and stuff like that, how it could just keep on getting pushed back and how it'll get expensive. A lot of that, where a lot comes into play is like the FBI investigation. That part doesn't really come into play for the people that are, so like that's the government going after Vince. So those people don't have to worry about that part of it going like after them. As far as like getting the money, if they get money, which I think they will, for the alleged things that he's done. I'm trying to make sure I worded that right. That, yeah, you're right. That could take a long time, depending on the evidence and stuff like that. However, what a lot of these attorneys will do is they know they're going to make a lot of money off these, so they kind of just work on, I would say, they basically work until they get paid. You know what I mean? Because they know how much they're going to get paid, so they get paid at the end, because it's a way for them to just rack up their bill too. Yeah. You know,
so, I understand.
So, and I'm not, there's plenty of people that can speak better on it than me, like Jimmy Van did and could and would, but
that was such an amazing podcast. I like the people who still haven't watched The Hump from this week, it's an hour and 50 minutes, but yeah, they go at lengths about all of this.
Well, you know, the one thing too is I'll say this. I don't know if you've noticed this before, but Sean has a lot of critics on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, it's happened. It surprised me too. But he had, even some of his critics said that was a really informative podcast. And like, I'm like, wow. You know?
I always enjoy The Hump when it, that is such a
weird, yeah, you do.
I always enjoy this podcast when it comes to the business side of things, because it is so informative. I love hearing Jimmy Van's opinion about stuff. This isn't me sucking up, okay?
Unless it pays us more. Just kidding. Hey, you know, to be honest, you didn't want to do the show when you found out we were going to get paid.
Yeah, I did. Like, I mean, I'm not in it for the money, honey.
Yeah. We got a super chat that I didn't get to read. This one's from Chris. Again, he says, Frodo sucks. Sam is the hero. Gonna take a nap. Love. So, there you go.
You deserve a nap for all the wonderful things
What started to... You know what? That's a whole different show. Because I really don't care. The whole Frodo hate. I don't really...
He's a bitch.
Well, yeah. I know that, but...
Frodo's a little bitch.
Would I throw him off a cliff? Yes. Would I throw Sam off a cliff? Sure. But no. I liked Encino Man, so... And...
No, Sam is adorable. Sam carried him literally.
Well, yeah, he might have. I was a Sauron guy. I thought Sauron rocked. You gotta admit, he looked pretty badass.
No. I'm an Aragorn. I'm so simple. What if... Like, the moment he opened the gates, my legs opened up. Like
the... like the flood for the trees, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But what if Sauron, like, granted, I know he didn't have a face, but what if he took off like that and it's Wardlow? Would you then like Sauron more?
He took off
his hood and it was Wardlow, you know? Like, he didn't have a face, you know? Sauron, right? It was like...
Wardlow just, would never do that.
You never know. It's like Gorilla Monsoon. You should say, you never know what's going to happen to the World Wrestling Federation, lady.
Wardlow will actually be the little leader of the orcs.
Orcs. Good God. All right.
He'll be good at it. Okay, let's move on. Come on.
Okay. So Okada rumors. A lot of people went crazy this week because Pro Wrestling Tees had to remove his merchandise. And that's somewhat common when that happens, when a wrestler becomes a free agent, because it was new Japan pro wrestling merchandise and they had to remove it. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. A lot of people think he's still headed to AEW. Some people say it's not a signed deal yet, so he could still possibly go to the WWE. I think he's headed to AEW. However, like we've said, I think last week on our show or the week before, there's so many people we want to see him wrestle, like in both companies. So it's just whatever is best is what we really want. And that's for every wrestler. But I would really, because of what happened with CM Punk, I really want to see him at WrestleMania. I just do. That's just me. Like, I know WWE not do this, but I would be perfectly fine with a short-term deal. I just would be. Like, I'm talking like 3 to 6 months. I'd be fine with that. Sign them through SummerSlam. Just do that. There you go. Bye-bye. Sign them through SummerSlam and then he can debut at All In. There you go.
Just so we can see him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. So, kind of feel like Okada in AEW is a slam dunk. He already has stories there. I wouldn't mind seeing him again against Bryan Danielson. I wouldn't mind him renewing his Kenny Omega feud. I wouldn't mind him wrestling all sorts of people. Like, he can go with Will Ospreay again for a thousandth time for all I know. I don't care. Like, he can do all of that there because he has grounds to step up there. It is kind of when it comes to WWE. I'm not gonna lie, Okada in WWE is incredibly intriguing to me. That's like, we talked about this on our show with Kate 2 weeks ago. Seems like a month ago.
Some news just hit from Tony Khan here. He just announced this. It has been made official.
Oh, it's official. Deonna Purrazzo and Tony Storm at Revolution. Yep. I would absolutely enjoy that. They did split screen again.
Yeah.
I love that so much. We're going to talk about this at length when it comes to Revolution in a couple of weeks here. So yeah, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know what's best for Okada. I feel like he knows that himself. And if he enjoys being at AEW, that's the place where he would go. Yes, please give me Swerve and Okada. Give me everyone against Okada. Give me what the hell did I last week?
You want
Bronson Reed and Okada? Yeah, but like apart from that, and AEW wise. Although, yeah, sure, I would like Okada and Bronson Reed back when he was Jonah. Jonah is such a badass name. I wish he had that back.
You know he had a bullfrog? Oh, damn it, that was Jeremiah. Damn it. I messed my joke up. God.
What?
Jeremiah had a bullfrog. It's the name of a song or lyrics of a song. I can't remember. I messed up. Just leave me alone. Let me.
The cocktail bullfrog?
No, it's a song. Okay. I messed up. It's my first day. At least I caught it
today.
Yeah, at least I caught it right away. So nobody in chat had to caught it first.
That's fine. You're okay. You shaved your beard.
That's why.
That's why.
I went
like you lost your, you know.
Yeah, this is it. Corey hit it right on the head. I couldn't coexist with myself.
Corey's right yet again.
I'm gonna coexist with myself later.
We should have a Corey moment on the show when we point out incredibly accurate stuff that Corey says.
Oh,
basically put
Three Dog Night.
Dog Night?
Good. Yeah, that's the name of the band.
Three Dog Night. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Three Dog Night. Is that the name of the song, Jeremiah Had a Bullfrog, or is there like a I think that's the name of the song, but man, I've talked about the Monkees and Jeremiah Had a I'm talking like
I love having no clue what's being talked about on my own show.
Yeah, well, you got the right host for that.
Yeah.
Co-host, that is. But
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about Okada. I will support him if he decides to do, you know, because it's...
Here we go. Joy to the World is the name of the song.
Joy to the world.
Yeah, that one. That's it. I don't think that's it.
That one.
Yeah.
It's not New Year's song or whatever. Yeah. We can finally get Okada versus CM Punk in WWE. So there you go.
Well, eventually. When
eventually. Yeah. Speaking about CM Punk, the guy got injured yet again.
Oh, we're on just before we go there. Real quick, Mercedes Moné looks like she's going to AEW. Fightful has been reporting for a while that she's going to AEW. Looks like March. So I'm planning, based on what Sean's saying, I think we'll see her at Revolution. It would not surprise me if she debuts at that AEW the Dynamite. I think they're doing Dynamite and Collision that same night. They're recording Collision. It wouldn't surprise me if they have her there. Or what I would do is announce her to be at Revolution. That way you get some extra people to pay.
When's Revolution?
March 3rd, I want to say.
March 3rd.
I want to say. I could be wrong. Let's see here. Yeah, March 3rd. Sunday, March 3rd, be there live on pay-per-view.
Okay.
So that's what I would do, but that's me, and I'm not the smartest, as you can tell. Okay, let's move on.
CM Punk.
So earlier, when I was talking about thumbnails, here's number two thumbnail. This was the second one I did.
Yeah, okay. Like, Drew becomes such a favorite wrestler of mine. Because, of course, he was such a wonderful sports entertainer before that. So Punk opened up Raw. By the way, just a quick say, Raw has been having production lately. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, because KD's gone.
Yeah, sure. But like all, you know, the movements of pictures that are pre-recorded, you know, stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, pre-recorded.
It's so good. It's so fluent, and it's been like this forever because it should have been like this forever. Yes, and Pat McAfee seems to be joining commentary for the near future. Yeah. With Michael Cole. I'm so glad that Pat McAfee's back because Michael Cole is better at his job when Pat McAfee's there. Open up the show with a passionate promo. So it was such a good promo, by the way. Why are you smirking again?
Because I laugh. I mean, no, I was thinking about the promo. Like, I mean, it was a good promo. Drew. And then
Drew.
Yeah, then
yeah,
Drew
okay.
Ruined the form.
Yes, Punk, he was... I gotta say, I felt so bad because, like, I felt like this was gonna be his year. Like, most recently, I don't know if you noticed, Rob, but started getting, you know, a lot of CM Punk fans in the chat. Oh, you hate on CM Punk. We don't. I legitimately think that he should have everything that he wants because I just want him to be happy. I just want Punk to be happy because when Punk is happy, the wrestling is happy and it's thriving. He said that there's always next year and everything. And then Drew up. And, you know, from at the beginning, he's kind of empathetic and he's like, that. So that is incredibly bad. Like, I put that. And then he said for this and it happened. Heard the news and I slept like a baby. And I'm like,
that
and afterwards, he went on a trolling mission on Twitter.
Yeah.
And started posting pictures. And please tell me that you have the pictures.
I don't yet, but go ahead. I'll get them.
Yeah, like he did, you know, with the meme on the what do you guys call it? On the that
the funeral or
the... the funeral meme. And then all these things on Twitter, the is so over right now because I'm sorry, this is so kayfabe. I'm sure that CM Punk is absolutely in it because what Punk said after was, my heart hurts more than my triceps. I'm going to go rehab it and I'm going to come back and main event WrestleMania. But the first man on that checklist is you. Yeah, that is the thing. CM Punk's WrestleMania. I'm sorry, Drew's the guy.
Oh man, it was good. Don't get me wrong. I laughed at it.
He is so the guy. He is so the guy. I'm enjoying this immensely. Sami Zayn came out at Punk because Drew McIntyre went in on Punk, and mm-hmm. I'm like, is his triceps gonna be good? Because Drew didn't hold back. You wonder how much of that is real, you know?
Oh, nah, they're fine.
I know, but like, come on. So, all in all, what happened is Drew got himself over, and now I don't care. Like, how do you boo this man? Like, how am I supposed to boo Drew now?
The
other absolutely amazing thing that happened, and I'll talk about this, is Cody. So, Cody came out.
Yeah.
Please say what you think about that because okay. I'm gonna go off.
Okay, so the promo. So what I'll do is I'll talk about this and then I'll talk about what I think about the Cody thing. That way you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the CM Punk thing, I thought it was great, like the whole thing, and then like then Drew talked, and I was just like, "Holy, she said that? Wow. Okay, I don't think I would have said that, but." It's storyline, and I'm sure that it was cleared with Punk because the one thing that WWE does is they clear this stuff beforehand. They don't really do the shoot stuff really ever, rarely ever. So that's all I had to say. And Easy Does It says it perfectly here. Personal issues draw money.
Absolutely amazing. Shout out to Meet Normus in the chat. He's rarely here. We're glad to have you here, sweetie.
Oh, I didn't see him. Cool. Welcome. As far as Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, he cut a hell of a promo.
He did.
He actually made sense. And that's the one thing that I like. What makes great wrestling promos is when the wrestler makes it make sense. That's something that Sean has said for a long time. Make it make sense. And that's what Seth Rollins did. He made it make sense. He said it the best way. This is your dad's title. This is the one because it's the working title. And like, that's what, once he said that, that's what drew me in. However, that said, might be the working title, but that's not the title I want him to get. I want him to make the working title, the one that Roman Reigns has, the one that was the working title. That's the point for him to get that title, to make it the working title again. That's what I want to happen. I would be beyond disappointed if Cody does not get to wrestle Roman Reigns. And Kimberly puts it great too. He threw some great shade, beautiful shade at Roman. didn't like necessarily, but he made it like, hey, like he's basically saying I'm the man, you know. Great. I was going to mention this because we don't necessarily promote the shows, like, but there is a segment for Cody and Roman tonight. Hopefully, I'm just hoping that Cody just says, hell with it, let's do it. Like, Seth made a good point, but I'm going after you, blah, blah, blah. Something like that.
Well, the thing is that I'm pretty sure that the whole CM Punk situation, this is them buying time.
Yeah, and I think it's true, too.
So because they made a case for this, because at the end of the Rumble, Cody was pointing at Roman Reigns and everything, that he made it clear that this is what he was doing. And then on the press scrum, he said that this was what he was doing. So what happened here, first of all, he came out looking like a million bucks. So I've always made a point out of the way Cody carries himself, and he always looked like a champion.
Yeah.
Full stop. So that being said, imagine Cody, the way he was dressed on Monday, because I draw specific attention to that, to the way people look in the ring when, like, not in their attire, wrestling attire. So imagine Cody being dressed like he was dressed on Monday, but with a championship on his shoulder. That is money right there. That Cody is doing outside of WWE, all, you know, the presses and the record and everything. He looks like a star. He looks like the face of your company. So there should be no other thought in your head that he's facing none other than Roman Reigns right now. So he said that he was telling, okay, like he made a case for his title, winner of the Royal Rumble, to be the one to challenge him, because you know, the same thing that Rhea Ripley did when Charlotte Flair won the Royal Rumble. Charlotte Flair was wondering whether the Raw or the SmackDown. And then Rhea Ripley came out and she was like, no, I'm the woman. Like, I'm the one you should be, you know, challenging. Seth came out and said, we don't need Roman. That's what he said. We don't need Roman. And you're absolutely right. This is the thing that he should be doing in kayfabe. So Cody said that he'll think about it, but I suppose that they're going to stretch it out a bit more. Like, he doesn't need to choose Roman directly.
Yeah, exactly. I think you hit it right on the head. I think they drag it out a little bit, because you're right. They don't really need to do anything. They have Elimination Chamber coming up, so they don't have to do it like right now either, you know? So you make a good point. So let's see here. Well, let's move on to we were just talking about Elimination Chamber, so let's go and talk a little bit about it more. Rhea Ripley said she is up for defending her title in Australia, which, good, because I think she definitely would want to wrestle in Australia. And the working plan right now is, and I figured that would be the case, we saw Nia Jax attack her on Raw. So do you think we get Nia versus...
Well, what Nia Jax actually did was, because like Bayley was in the ring with Damage Control, and Rhea came out, Rhea crushed her and everything. And what Nia says, what Nia said to Bayley was, you can pick Io, you can pick whoever you want. Rhea isn't making it to WrestleMania. So what I suppose will happen was, yes, exactly what you said. Rhea Ripley would defend her championship in the Elimination Chamber against Nia Jax and defeat Nia Jax. But this doesn't mean that there won't be... No. She will defend her championship against Nia Chamber, but there will be a Women's Elimination Chamber match, which Becky should win. I don't know. Like, I don't know how you do it. Like, I have no idea. But the thing is that I really wanted WWE to make the women's tag team titles.
Yeah.
This was what I was hoping for, because they have an opportunity to put these titles over.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah, I really wanted them to do that. They have low-key developed a women's tag team division. Low-key, but they still have to work on that. And an Elimination Chamber tag team title match was a right call to do that. But I suppose that they needed more time for them to build that.
Yeah.
But that would have been that would have been a wonderful idea. You think so? Like,
I definitely agree with you. I think the titles have been good, but I think the tag team titles would have been good. But I also see your point about Becky Lynch. Like, they need to try to figure out a way to maybe make a contenders match.
Yeah.
And that's what I figured they'd be doing. And that's what I honestly figured that they would have done if Punk would have won the Royal Rumble. I figured that's how Cody Rhodes would have been able to get into the Mania match against Reigns. That's what I was going with my prediction, that that Punk would win and he was going to challenge Rollins because of their past, and
yeah,
that would open for Rhodes to challenge Reigns at Mania. But obviously that did not happen, but that's the way I would have booked it. So this whole thing with going back to the Rhodes thing, I think they're trying to, part of me wonders if they're just pushing this stuff off because they want to figure out who they can have wrestle. Like, do they have The Rock? You know, like, is, because if they do have The Rock, then I think we are getting Cody versus Seth. And then I think
he legitimately just board of directors. Like, I don't think that's how you do it. He just got on the board of directors. Maybe postpone it for next year.
That's exactly
I know that, because I'm like, you know, I'm a big fan of The Rock, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure. And like, the guy got loaded after one spine buster and one people's elbow. I don't want that. Yes, Maria, it has to be Cody and versus Roman. I don't want that type of in-ring Rock to be actually the one to face Roman. You know, they can do night one at WrestleMania next year. I understand what everyone's coming from. I understand it's WrestleMania and it's Hollywood. I know that this is the way they want it to go. But if you're not up for it, and if you're going to lose your breath from breathing too hard, I don't think that's a good look.
Yeah. Nope. And I think The Rock is smart enough to know that, obviously. But
I mean, he looks so good. He looks amazing. But like, it's a different kind of in-ring ability than to look great. Those are two absolutely different things.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah. What did you think of Dynamite, really quick?
I thought it was a pretty good episode. I liked Hangman's match against Toa.
Toa Leona. Oh my god, that was such, like, Toa making his singles Dynamite debut. That was such an awesome match.
Yeah, very good. I liked Jeff Hardy giving the finger to
Moxley. Yeah,
Moxley. That was kind of I found humor in that, because Moxley was just like, "What?" You know, I just, okay, you know. I like that.
Yeah, for once, Moxley is the one to extend the hand.
Yeah.
And then the other person flips him off.
And I liked Diana and Taya. I enjoyed that. And then the main event was good. RVD and Swerve. It seems like I'm missing something, but overall, it was a pretty good show, I thought.
Yeah, well, Chris Jericho and Kyle Fletcher happened, and I'm pissed off about that, because, like, I understand that... Kyle Fletcher went for a suicide dive, and Jericho a Judas effect. He did that once before. Mm-hmm. It's still good. It looks really good. And then Chris Jericho got him in the ring and did another diving Judas effect from the top rope. And this is making Kyle Fletcher good, because he had to take two Judas effects of that caliber. I understand that, but Fletcher is your Ring of Honor TV champion, and I hate Ring of Honor champions getting pinned on Dynamite just for laughs.
Yeah.
And next week, Chris Jericho is facing Takeshita at Phoenix, right?
Yes.
And God help me, if Chris Jericho wins this match again, I'm going to fucking lose it on this show. I will question.
Full episode, yes. Clavicle tax, super, yes. Chat. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. And I will make sure that Alexis Cardoza knows about this. yeah. So we've talked on our show, like, I know one of the big, you know, names in wrestling or whatever. It's 2024. I don't need that. There's such amazing young talent, especially in AEW, that has been so focused on, you know, like, elevating wrestling's future.
Yeah.
And Chris Jericho hasn't, you know, why? It's Kyle Fletcher. That is wrestling's future. Kyle Fletcher is so amazing. And you know what I hope? I hope that this is the beginning of the potential official debut of Will Ospreay in AEW.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, you know, with the Don Callis family and Chris beating on Kyle Fletcher and everything, and you know, because I don't want Will Ospreay a part of the Don Callis family. Just FYI, I hope he breaks free from that, and I will be needing for Mel Coleman to do, you know, because she does that with the Last Supper, you know, with the members of the Don Callis family. Yeah. I'll be needing him to break through of that art, like, a lot, because I don't want him to be a family anymore. That's about it. Like, Dynamite wasn't bad. It was good, but, like, this pissed me off immensely. I can't even say how much. 50-something-year-old Chris Jericho to be beating Ring of Honor champions. I don't want that. Having in mind that Chris Jericho is the one to tap out to the swing to Claudio Castagnoli for Claudio to become Ring of Honor champion. So justice for Ring of Honor. I hope Claudio kicks his ass. Also everyone else. I just, no.
Nice. No, I mean, I get your point. I don't like champions getting all, like, unless they're losing the title, but that's how I feel, you know. Yeah, but I mean, that's me agreeing with you. But
thank you for making me plug my shit as I was drinking water, Rob.
I thought you were done. My bad.
Yeah, sure. Guys, you can follow me on Twix at Maggie_IK and on Maggie on Instagram at Maggie.IK. What did I say?
I don't know. It's okay. It's our first day.
So. Yes.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter or X, whatever the hell you want to call it. On Instagram, at Fightful Rob, on Threads, at Fightful Rob. Every Friday, you can find me right here with Miss Maggie at 3 o'clock Eastern. We will be here for next
Tuesday, this Sunday.
Yeah, normal time, 2 p.m. Eastern.
2 p.m., yeah.
Okay, 2 p.m. Eastern for NXT pre-show. Chris Mueller will be there. I'm hoping that Ryan Sullivan will be there for Mark Order Podcast.
For Ryan, because I kind of miss him.
Caden will be there, I think. Yeah. He asked the other day, or yet today. Man, seemed like only yesterday. He DM'd me earlier, like before the show. The other thing. Oh, Maggie, the reason I sent you a DM this morning, and I wanted to ask you, what would your wrestling name be? Because I figured out mine.
You figured out yours? Yes. Oh, I'm absolutely going to be called Laura.
Laura.
Yeah.
Okay.
Laura?
Well, mine. Laura? So, my wrestling name was the one that Ryan gave us. Do you remember? Like, I was Barney, and I forgot which
Barney.
One. Yeah, which yeah. was yours?
Ethel.
Ethel. Barney and Ethel. So, that's what... But because is giving us new names... I figured out what my new name is. Brick Hit House. Not Brick Shit House, but Brick Hit House.
What's a Brick Shit House?
Brick Shit House is basically a roast robustly.
What?
It's a robustly. It's a article built more robustly than its function requires, or a person with a well-developed body, which I don't really have a well-developed body, but that's why I think it'd be funny. Brick Hit House would be my wrestling name.
Oh my God, sweetie. I still don't understand anything.
That's fine. There's a lot of people that probably don't, but I will, and they'll think it's hilarious.
I hope that people understand what you're saying because I don't understand.
That's usually what happens when I talk to women. They don't have any clue what I'm talking about. So that's normal. It's all good. I'm used to this. My game is like Rico Suave. So
Suave.
Do you know who Rico Suave is? You know what? Fuck this. I quit.
Am I gonna regret asking who he is?
No, I just don't. You know, no, you won't. It's okay. It's a hell of a run. Hell of a run.
Did you give up?
Yep, I gave up.
Please. Don't stop watching us.
Yeah, don't stop. Please come back next week. I'll be better.
Please leave a like on the video. Subscribe to Fightful Overbooked. Subscribe to Fightful Select. It is the best $5 you're ever going to spend this month. Believe me, Sean is busting his ass for everything that he's done so far, and especially the last for the last week, because it is not fun.
Maybe we'll bring back Coexisting After Dark this month. Who knows?
Oh my God, hopefully. I'm
okay, so that sounds like a no.
We need to get started on that. I know we will, but we need to get started on that. Please subscribe and leave a comment under the video after you've done watching. Thank you.
Yeah, if any wrestlers are watching this and you want to be a guest, please let us know. I know Will Ospreay watches this show,
Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr. watches this show.
Zack Sabre Jr. watches this. Mariah Mannheim, if you want to be a guest
Becky,
on the show.
Yes, please. I'm kind of David Lynch, your father.
WWE PR, if they want to be part of it too, if they want to stay in the background, that's more than fine. We'd love to have you. Yeah, Wardlow, of course. His brother, Rob Lowe, wants to be involved. Again,
I do not interview Wardlow. People, come on. Do you know how will this go? Hi, Wardlow.
What happened to Maggie? Well,
no.
She broke down.
My washing machine.
Yeah, there's water everywhere. Well, that's not really water.
Let's end
whatever.
The show. Come on.
Okay, let's call it a day, guys. I want to say thank you again for tuning in. And one last thing. Want to give our best wishes to Jim Ross, who had removed cancer surgery on his hip. Best wishes to him.
Wishes.
Yeah, I want to say that. And we wish him the best and glad for him.
Speedy recovery.
Yeah, speedy recovery. Hope to see him on TV. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Have a good weekend.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
I hit the wrong button again.
David Busters, damn it.
Like my first day. What the hell did I do over here? Let's see.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.